Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Juan Hernández Zubizarreta, PPT Chair. 12 cases, several countries, different fundamental rights violated, and the same modus operandi. Transnational corporations act in the exact same way when it comes to avoiding responsibilities and duplicating profits. An integrated net of law firms, reciprocal investment protection agreements, multilateral institutions that ensure the right to profit over human rights, and marketing campaigns are the elements that make this possible and legitimize the situation to the point of transforming aggressive companies into victims. Victims who in turn demand huge compensations and manage to turn their own impunity into a new source of profit. This was shown by the work of the Permanent People's Tribunal, PPT, held on June 23rd in Geneva, Switzerland, in the framework of the Mobilization Week Against Corporate Crime, where the behavior of corporations in Nigeria, Colombia, Uruguay, Guatemala, Philippines, Zambia, Peru, Congo, South Africa, Ecuador, and Palestine was analyzed. The companies tried were Swiss, British, Glencore, Pacific Rim from Canada, Chevron and Philip Morris from the US, Lomin, UK, Shell, British Dutch, Mekorot, Israel, Colombian subsidiary of Coca-Cola, and Hidralia Energia, Spain. Among the multiple human rights violations confirmed by the PPT and summarized in the final declaration sentence, there is a chapter focused on the rights linked to life, food, healthy environment, another that makes reference to the privatization of public goods and water, together with land and territorial displacement. Most of transnational corporations analyzed were extractive corporations. Through the testimonies and documents delivered to the members of the tribunal, the PPT managed to identify that the corporations resort to attacking women's rights, labor rights, and resort to child labor, in addition to persecution by means of violence, but also media and legal attacks against human rights defenders. But access to justice in national spaces is also difficult for victims, whether individual or collective victims. The jury stated, in the case of treaties, access to justice and remedy for victims is seriously affected by a lack of resources and also by the political and security implications, in addition to the asymmetry of the conditions for litigation. The jury also found complicity links between the countries that receive transnational investments and the countries of origin of these companies that benefit from the profits because of the actions or omissions in terms of human rights attacks. This, together with the action of the companies themselves and the ICSID of the World Bank, represent the four sides of the architecture of impunity mentioned by the PPT. This concept also served as a basis for the strategy of the Dismantle Corporate Power campaign, made up by over 150 social movements, unions, and civil society organizations from the five continents.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.